This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. A new football stadium for the New York Jets. This is one of the most ambitious, some say audacious, development plans ever to hit Manhattan. The Jets Stadium on the west side would cost $600 million from the taxpayers, $800 million from the team's owners. After the plan was announced, powerful interests began advertising against the stadium. Then the Jets began attacking the attack ads. Last night, the Jets took the fight directly to their customers. Day to Day's Mike Pesca went to an event for Jets season ticket holders. He has this report.
There are two sides to this argument. One, the stadium's a boon. Two, the stadium's a boondoggle. Or, as you'll hear if you call a 1-800 number,
press 1 if you are against spending at least $600 million in public funds to build a new stadium for the Jets on the west side of Manhattan.
Pressing 2 is made to seem somewhat unethical.
Remember, building this new stadium for the Jets would cost at least $600 million in public funds at the expense of education, firehouses, and health care.
I guess at the expense of the general obligation debt service fund doesn't have that same emotional power.
That's one if you want to fund our schools, firehouses, and improve health care instead of funding a new football stadium.
The 1-800 number and the advertising which drives people to it are the work of the New York Alliance for Better Choices, a group funded by Cablevision magnates the Dolans, father and son Charles and James. Cablevision owns Madison Square Garden, and the world's most famous arena doesn't want competition from this new stadium. So the Dolans have spent an estimated $2 million so far on ads like this one.
So here's the choice. Invest $600 million in neighborhoods, or spend it on a West Side Stadium for the Jets. Contact us today and say no to a West Side Stadium.
To which the Jets have answered in ads like this one.
An economic engine that more than pays for itself, reports the Daily News, all while creating thousands of new jobs. And those misleading ads from Cablevision,
football season?
Completely untrue. Because greedy Cablevision doesn't want you to have a choice.
New York sports fans, unable to watch Met games after they were yanked off Cablevision in a financial dispute, are getting their competitive fix from the back and forth between the billionaire Dolans and the emissary of Jets owner Woody Johnson, himself a billionaire. Luckily, New York has a billionaire mayor to referee. As for the cheerleaders, yesterday in Midtown, former Jets greats testified to the merits of the stadium. Running back Freeman McNeil dreams of the day when the Jets no longer have to play in an arena named for their rivals, Giants Stadium.
I'm telling you something, it was awesome to me to be playing for New York and then have to drive across, you know, a bridge and see a stadium with a banner hanging on it. But then when the stiff wind comes, you know, it raises up and Giants Stadium is there. So I've been in Auburn for a long time, homeless, I guess. I guess we represent the people, a lot of people that are on the New York streets. We've been homeless. We just want a stadium here.
The overwhelming majority of fans in attendance were pro-stadium, but some were left unsatisfied with answers to questions about seat licenses, where season ticket holders have to pay for the right to buy tickets, and there was a strong current of dissatisfaction over the fact that tailgate parties would be ended by this urban stadium. But when Broadway Joe Namath testified that he doesn't know much about financial issues, but a new stadium would bring the Jets family together, fans like Damian Spellman were powerless to resist.
Well, going in, I was pretty confident that I would agree with the situation, and coming out, 100%, I agree with the situation. I think it's the best deal possible.
Spellman said the Jets won him over mostly by strength of argument, but he conceded that his decision was shaped in part by the autographed helmet he won in a raffle. The Jets will not be able to provide that level of persuasion to all the people who need convincing.
Your opinion has been recorded. Goodbye.
For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.